This week on Dayton Youth Radio, we have our first story of the year from the students at the David H. Ponens Careers Technology Center. It's about the twists and turns immigrant students face when coming to America. Here's project manager Basim Blunt to introduce the story.
How hard is it for a teenager to navigate life in the Miami Valley as a refugee from Africa and also a female? Today, we take an intimate view of this journey from Jocelyn Kamikaze, a high school senior.
My name is Jocelyn Kamikaze. I am a senior in the Media Arts Division at Ponens Career Technology Center. I was born in Tanzania, but I'm culturally Burundian. My older siblings had memories of Africa to keep them grounded. But for me and my little sister, it was a different story. Everything we knew of life before America was through the stories our parents told and the food we ate. We were too young to remember where we came from, so when it came to fitting in, it wasn't so hard to let it go. My parents, like most immigrant parents, joined the workforce soon after arriving. Because of the language barrier, they were only able to do manual labor jobs. Most of their co-workers were also Africans, so it was never really a need for them to learn English. So while me and my siblings were at school being completely immersed in this new world, my parents weren't really along for that journey. There was a moment in my life when I could not properly communicate with my parents, because while assimilating, I'd somehow managed to forget my native language. They could talk to me and I could comprehend, but I couldn't respond. It was at that moment that I realized just how much I changed in all the excitement of a new country. How could I allow myself to forget who I was? We all went to a public school that was predominantly African-American. Our classmates often denied their African heritage, even though it was painted on their skin. How can you be so proud in all your black glory while completely denying where it is that you get it from? I remember times when we had cultural days at school where students were encouraged to dress in clothes from their countries. The looks and comments we received from our African-American classmates were shocking. It's not entirely their fault, though. They are navigating a world whose media and pop culture tells them that they originate from Africa, but doesn't teach them all that it entails. They aren't taught that black history is so much more than just slavery and racism. Black people, listen up. You are the descendants of kings, queens, and warriors. Don't allow yourself to be shamed out of your rich history. To most Africans, a woman's place is in the kitchen. She can have a job, of course, but she must also maintain her home and family. In America, we are empowered to do and be anything we want to. When you grow up in a society that allows women to be more than just wives and mothers, ideas shift and begin to contradict with the ones you grew up with. And in your desire to fit in, you don't stop to ask, how much can you assimilate before it's just conforming? My parents always make sure to remind me and my siblings that just because we live here, our family and our people are elsewhere, so we don't exactly belong here. We came here to seek refuge, not to migrate. No matter how the situation may seem, this has and will always be a temporary situation. I know that I'm getting a better education and more opportunities in the States than I would if I were in Burundi. I have family there, people that I have never really gotten the chance to know. I want to see them. Would I stay though? Honestly, my future seems brighter where I am now. Would I be willing to give that up for a chance to meet the family I never knew? To experience a life I've never lived? I'm not so sure. I don't want to be unsure about meeting this family that I've never known or like this life experience that I'd never had. I did this story because this is something that I'm still working on about myself to this day. They say that the real American dream is to come here, get rich, and return home to share with our people. Like, why wouldn't I be ready to give that up for family? They're still family, even if I don't know them. Why am I hesitant? For Dayton Youth Radio at Ponens Career Technology Center, this is Jocelyn Kamikaze. Yeah, that's all.
Peace.
That was Mama Africa, written and produced by Jocelyn Kamikaze, a senior from Ponens CTC. Special thanks to our teachers, Joanne Biscup and Jeffrey Crowell.
After graduation, Jocelyn will be attending Brunel University in England on a full-ride scholarship to study filmmaking. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Basim Blunt.
Dayton Youth Radio is created at the Eichelberger Center for Community Voices at WYSO.